latest up-to-the-minute news. Visit theleader.info.
Spanish fast food chain Telepizza has announced a refinancing package from investors, which they say will allow them to relaunch the brands and cut debts by half. Private equity firm KKR and other investment funds had acquired 49% of the company, whilst private equity house Permira and investment vehicle Carbal hold 51%. The company now has just €285 million debts and a €10 million revolving credit line. In their latest overseas expansion move, Spanish construction firm Ferrovial has offered €687 million in order to purchase Australian firm Transfield Services, which rejected the bid as poor value whilst considering the possibility of further possible negotiations. Transfield Services runs maintenance and construction operations across various industries in 10 countries. Ferrovial, who were hit by the construction bust in 2008, now holds a 25% stake in London's Heathrow Airport, one of the world's busiest transport hubs. Spain is fast becoming a must-see country for many Muslim travellers, considered an ideal bridge between Europe and Islam, especially given the five-century history of Arab rule. In 2013, tourism started to show significant growth, with an 85% increase in Saudi arrivals compared to the previous year. Algerian visitors rose by 30% and a 57% rise in Turks. People think that Islamic tourism is half travelling, half praying, but they're wrong. Muslims want to see the things that interest them, but without sacrificing their religious practices. That's according to Fazal Baradeen, owner of CrescentRating.com, a website which ranks hotels and restaurants according to their adherence to Islam. Plans for an Islamic version of TripAdvisor are also well underway. According to an American company, Muslim tourists is a €1 billion market, set to rise to $1.4 billion in 2018, with Muslim visitors also spending more per person than the average visitor to Spain. The European Union has extended their consultation time on deciding the outcome of Corvera Airport by another month. Compensation to the airport authority AENA for their investment in San Javier is believed to be the only remaining hurdle in opening the new Murcia Regional Airport. The Alicante Regional Government is holding a course for young people aimed at training them to qualify as community managers. Attendees of the 20-hour course in Torrevieja, which runs from the 24th to the 20th of November, will learn about matters relating to Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube and other social media platforms, enabling them to acquire the key skills in communication via social media. For more details on these stories and many more, visit the website theleader.info, updated 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.